I love celebrations. I love Palm Sunday. I especially love Easter. Usually I spend hours planning Easter festivities. When my kids were younger, I would meticulously pick out their Easter outfits, matching pants and vests for the boys, pastel dresses with lacy bobby socks for the girls. We would dye hard-boiled eggs. I would buy goodies for their Easter baskets. I would plan delicious meals, set a pretty table, and invite friends and family to celebrate with us. But this year's different. We're stuck. Palm Sunday isn't joining together with the congregation and waving our palm branches. Easter Sunday doesn't need fancy dresses, and we won't be sharing a meal with our family and friends. In the Old Testament, Isaiah the prophet prophesied that the Messiah would be a suffering servant. Isaiah 53:3 says he was a man despised, forsaken, and acquainted with grief. And Jesus is still acquainted with our grief. There are many who are suffering right now, suffering with loneliness, with financial anxiety, with stress and fear. Holy Week will be especially poignant as we recall and identify even more with the suffering of Jesus. But Psalm 55:22 says, God carries our burdens and sustains us. God will carry us through this coronavirus. We can rejoice right now and sing hallelujah because we know what the end of the story is. Resurrection Sunday is coming. Our Savior conquered the grave, and by his death and resurrection, we have eternal life right now and forever. Amen.